You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When a presidency ends, the National Archives and Record Administration's work begins. That's an agency that plays a key role in transferring millions of records and artifacts from the departing White House. And they even archive the Twitter accounts, now belonging to a previous administration. The National Archives technically has to preserve President Trump's tweets, but how exactly do you do that when he's no longer on the platform to begin with?
Well, if you think Trump's upset about getting impeached, imagine how he felt the other day when Twitter announced that they're permanently suspending his account. A lifetime ban.
Here to explain is Quint Forgy, a reporter at Politico. Hey, Quint.
Hey, Teddy. Thanks for having me.
So tell me what happens typically when a president leaves office. Maybe when Barack Obama left office, what happened to his tweets?
Sure. So this all goes back to something called the Presidential Records Act of 1978.
Presidential records serve as a vital resource for the researchers and historians who document our nation's history. These documents provide insight into how and why critical decisions are made at the highest level of our democratic government.
And at the end of the Obama administration, it was decided that the tweets and social media postings from these accounts, such as @POTUS, which you've seen on Twitter, the presidential official Facebook account, are going to be preserved as part of presidential records.
Got it. Okay, so what's the big deal with Trump in particular?
The big deal with Trump is that, as you said, real Donald Trump is no longer on Twitter. And the way NARA, which is the acronym for the National Archives and Records Administration, likes to preserve these tweets is by making an archived account of them on Twitter. This account has all the old tweets of the administration official as they were posted during their time in office. They also can be liked, retweeted, shared. They function as normal tweets online. This is difficult for a banned account because Donald Trump's messages are forbidden from Twitter. And so the National Archives cannot preserve these tweets in the way that it has done for the previous administration or for dozens of other Trump officials, including Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Dan Scavino, even Vice President Mike Pence.
So do they have some sort of technical solution to this, or are they at an impasse? I mean, obviously, this is a law, right? It's not as if NARA is doing this as a courtesy, but also, you know, it reflects this weird reality that we're in where, A, you know, we now have to capture the tweets as like a key part of the historical record. And then obviously Trump is the first and probably will be the last president to be banned from Twitter. This just seems like a weird no-win situation. What can anybody do?
This was essentially what I was trying to figure out, which is that here we have in Trump's Twitter account a objectively historical record of documents, of messages, of tweets that range from threats against foreign leaders to declarations of domestic policy to comments on political rivals to very historic comments about the election, the 2020 election and the insurrection, which ultimately got him booted from the platform. So where will they go? And it seemed to be somewhat of a flaw in the historical record. The bottom line is that at the end of the day, there will be an archive made of these tweets, but it will not look like what we all have grown to become familiar with in terms of other preserved social media accounts.
What do you mean by that?
What's going to happen is Twitter is still going to work with the National Archives in preserving these banned messages, but Twitter is not going to budge. In other words, Twitter has told us that given the fact that real Donald Trump was permanently suspended, quote, its content will not appear on Twitter as it did previously or as archived administration accounts do currently. So Twitter tells us that regardless of how the National Archives decides to display the data it has preserved, they are essentially not going to allow these tweets back on the platform. If you remember, Trump was suspended from the platform for inciting violence, glorifying violence, and these tweets will not reappear even in archived form. If that were to happen, you would obviously have questions about, can users like these tweets? Can users retweet these tweets? Sure. What kind of restrictions will be placed on them? Apparently, none of those questions will have to be answered because you will not see those tweets on the timeline again.
Okay. So they're going to be an archived version that NAR is going to have access to, but they're not going to be tweets effectively, right? I mean, they're going to be these pseudo-tweets almost.
That's a great question. And it kind of remains unclear what final form these tweets are going to take. Here's what we do know. So NARA has told us that since Real Donald Trump is no longer available on Twitter, they're still working to make the exported content available on the Trump library as a download. Of course, a download can take many different forms, and it's kind of unclear how that information, how these messages will be viewed by the public, what final format they'll be in. Again, this is somewhat uncharted territory for us. What we do know, though, is that at the end of the day, these tweets will be codified, they will be preserved, they will be archived. How long it will take, though, and what they will look like when that job is done, we just do not have the answer to at this time.
This is just a very 2021 crisis for the federal government. I'm sure that other presidents have not had this issue, and the folks at NARA never could have anticipated that they'd be trying to archive tweets of a deplatformed world leader. Quint Forgy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.